Bird Train Trucking.
Hey, this is Sharon.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You just reached out to us. I answered the phone. My name's Pete, the Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh.
Ruben told me to just handle your deal. He's a little busy right now. So he gave me the permission to go ahead with you and kind of see what you need. So you said you were looking into getting a new truck. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Perfect. What was the vendor's name? It was a Heavy Trucking.
Heavy Truck Salvage.
Heavy Truck Salvage. Perfect. All right, so tell me a little bit more about what you're trying to do. Is this for a long haul or...
Yeah, it's okay. To pull a 48-foot.
Oh, okay. It's a pretty big boy.
Yeah.
And are we adding on or replacing?
We're adding on.
Oh, good. So you're growing a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Do you have a specific deadline in mind here? Or, you know, how long have you been thinking about doing this for?
Don't really have a deadline. If I get it, I get it. If not, mm-hmm. I'll keep looking. Actually, like, I normally go through a leasing company on my equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And I could still do that. However, I don't like how they... It ends up costing you a lot more in the end. And then, like, their payments, you put so much down, and then you still have to put equal payments down with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of thinking, since they recommended go through you guys, I thought I'd see what kind of deal you guys could come up with.
Yeah, I mean...
Before I called the leasing company.
Of course. You know, we're really competitive on the equipment side of things. You know, it's pretty much our bread and butter. We've been doing that for about 14, 15 years now. We do also, because we are such a relationship-based bank here, do offer like a match or beat it policy. If you do get quoted somewhere else and you have the paperwork, we have no problem, you know, matching what they have. If we already don't have the better deal, that is. But tell me a little bit more about this truck. Are we doing new or used? It sounds like new, right?
Well, no, it's a used. It's a 95 Kenworth T600. But it's pretty much been rebuilt.
Okay. And do you have a quote or an invoice for this thing?
At this point, no. I just have the place's phone number.
What's a ballpark price for, you know,
I can pay on this thing? He said the lowest he would go is $21,000. And I thought, well, if we put $1,000 down... And finance 20.
Mm-hmm. That's a good option. I'm writing notes by hand, but pardon me for kind of pausing for a second.
That's okay.
Put $1,000 down, finance the rest. Perfect. And do you have any kind of return on investment on this thing? Well, obviously you do. How would you quantify it? Like, how long do you think it would take to pay for itself? Would you get on, like, a normal haul?
Normally, I do about 3 years.
And it pays for itself?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, how long till it cash flows, you know? Like.
It would be 3, maybe 4.
Well, it's not too bad, you know. Most equipment leasing is about, or equipment financing is about, you know, 2 to 5 years, as far as terms go. So, you know, by the time you're done paying for this thing, it'll be, you know, all paid for and making you profit.
Yep.
There's always a positive there. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, the business. How long have you guys been doing this for? You know, how'd you get into it?
Gosh, it's a really long story. We've been in business since, 2001. But it only got into my name because it was in my husband's name, and he was killed in an accident.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I transferred it all into my name, it would have been 2012, January.
And now you're 100% owner?
Yeah.
Perfect. That makes things a lot easier on our end. And, you know, how's, but what does your sales look like? You know, just ballparking it, obviously. Like revenue wise, you know, what'd you do last year?
I bring in about $5,000 a month.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys? You obviously have a bunch of other employees. Does anybody else in the family work with you guys or help you guys out there? You know.
No, it's just me. I do have drivers.
Yeah, of course, of course.
I have way more now. I have two drivers that are under my authority, but then I have three others that I dispatch.
Okay, so you kind of almost subcontracted a little bit, or?
Yeah.
I got you. That's always a nice way to do things, kind of just tell me to do the work and sit back and get the money.
Yeah, and then if I really needed to make more money, I've got my broker authority to where I can broker some loads out.
Oh, okay. That's really nice, actually, to have that kind of, you know, diversification. Yeah. You know, it's still in the same industry, but, you know, you really could sit down and kind of contact people and do it all from your desk. That's always a positive.
Yep.
Nice. And, you know, you worked with this vendor before, or, you know, did you go through them?
No.
Always? Okay, so it's the first time with them?
Yeah.
Good. You'll build a new relationship there. It'd be nice. And do they offer financing at all, or they just kind of pointed you in our direction?
They just, pointed at me in your direction.
Oh, good. I'll have to tell them thank you there. Have you looked anywhere else for financing, or just kind of the first call you made?
No,
Oh, good. Perfect. How would you, how'd you rate your credit? You know, it's probably some people don't really check it all that often, you know, good, bad, or the middle.
It's dropped a little bit, but, I think it's at 717 or something like that now.
Oh, you're all good.
It's not as good. I've had it over 800 before.
Oh, wow.
I really want, I've had it at 806 or 807, and it's like, I want it back up there.
I seriously wish I had more customers like you, to be totally honest. You wouldn't even know what I deal with sometimes. Like, well, how's your credit? Oh, it's pretty good. I'm like a 580. I'm like, no, it's not. That's not good at all.
Oh, no. I don't think mine being a little over 700, I don't think is good.
Well, I deal with this stuff all the time. You know, it's not, you know, it's not amazing, but it's you're definitely above average for sure.
Yeah. I remember, several years ago when I refinanced my house. That's when it was over 800, and they don't even question. They just sign, and that's it. You don't have to show bank statements, nothing.
I'm telling you, having a good credit score is like, I can't even compare it to anything. You can walk in and, you know, demand first-class airfare. I have an 800 credit score. I don't have to reserve tables when I go out to eat because I have an 800 credit score. all right, but do you have any current loans out on the business, like any other working capital loans, stuff like that, like, you know, merchant cash advances? No, you're all good. Do you guys use a line of credit from your local bank or something like that?
No.
No? Oh, good for you. I mean, that's pretty much everybody does that in business across the board nowadays. You don't have a business without a line of credit. Well, that's why you got a 717. You think that's bad. All right.
Well, the only thing I use for a line of credit is the credit card, and that's where I have to stop every once in a while and pay it off and then do it again. Supposed to build your credit too, but
not anymore. Yeah, I mean, the way I've been kind of getting a picture of it now is that it used to be that if you used it a lot and paid it off a lot, that was a good thing.
Uh-huh.
Now it's all about the ratio. So if you know, if you have a $1,000 limit on your card and you're at 900, it's almost better to just apply for more credit, get it up to 3,000. Now you're barely. Now you're only at 33%. It's seriously the way it works. It's really sick.
That's what part of mine is. The one credit card, I have $1,000 available on it. But actually, $1,200 now. But
it's all.
And I always pay more than the minimum.
It's all about the ratio now. That's what they're going for, because they're pushing people to have more credit, to take out more debt. It's like a whole scheme with the banks. They've changed it all up to where it's like, oh, your credit score will go up if you take out a bigger limit. But anyway, back to business here. So you know, definitely can help you out here. You have good time in business. Credit seems all pretty locked in there, decent. You have any plan B? Like I said, you kind of just said you just keep trucking along. If you don't get it, you have other equipment that'll still work, other trucks. I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Is this 48-footer going to be one of your bigger trucks, or is it something more efficient, or, you know, special loads, or?
We run, two of the drivers are the 48-foot, and the one driver will be pulling the 48-foot with this truck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How many trucks and trailers do you have total?
I have two trucks and two trailers right now. And the others, like I said, I just do
subcontract
the other drivers.
Yeah, just kind of set it all up, and then they have their own equipment. Gotcha.
Yep.
Do you have to pay for their insurance at all, or, you know, how does that work?
It comes out of their pay.
Okay. That was definitely a curiosity of mine.
All expenses that are getting incurred comes out of their pay, and then they get, and then I take, of course, my cut, and then they get what's left.
Perfect. That's a nice way to do business, right?
I just gave myself a raise in June. Both drivers are okay with it, though. They're like, yeah, you deserve one. It's fine.
Oh, it sounds like it. Is this your only, you know, is this your only income, only job right now? Or do you have different kind of, okay. So you're running the business, you're devoting all your time to it, you know. It's growing, too, so, you know, you got to take some, you got to take some chips off the table sometime, you know. but it looks like don't worry about it. You should have that happens to be on the phone. You don't even know. Sometimes I'll take a bite of some food and somebody will call me and I got a mouthful of food. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no. I've done that before, too. Hurry up, chew. Hurry, swallow.
Yeah, swallow and talk at the same time. All right, well, it looks like I can just send you the info on what we're going to need to get this started. You looking to do this, you know, in a kind of immediate time frame or shopping around right now?
Yeah, as soon as we can.
Okay.
Within the next 30 days. I'd hate to have this company sell the truck to somebody else, you know, trying to get it, so...
All right.
Then we'd be back at the drawing board trying to look at something that's worth buying.
I have a customer right now in the trucking industry on the East Coast as well. He's like in Kentucky. This guy, you know, for 2 months he's been like, oh, looking for a trailer, and oh, it's too expensive, and then it's gone, and then he goes to look for another one, and then that one's even more expensive than the one he passed up. This guy's been driving around wasting gas for 2 months looking at these trailers. I'm like, dude, you already lost the money in gas that you had already, you know, that you're trying to negotiate about. But all we really need to move forward and get you kind of quoted, get you some numbers here, our the one-page application is just some, you know, general info, and a tax return for the business, just like the first few pages. We just need ownership verification pretty much there, and a revenue verification. Are you like an S?
You do know that on tax returns you don't show everything. You have a lot of deductions and write-offs.
It's not so much for this, it's more for the capital. For the equipment, it's more we just need to see ownership there. You like a C-Corp or LLC, or what's a breakdown of your business?
Sole
prop, perfect. All right. Yeah, so I'll just shoot you an email with a quick list of things you need, but it's mostly an invoice and some bank statements, a couple months of bank statements, and the application. It's really easy.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. All right. Take care, Sharon. When's a good time for me to follow up? And I'm going to send this out probably sometime next week.
Okay. For the application, could you email it to me?
Yeah, that's where I'm going to email it right now. Where should I send that?
Okay, it's S, as in Sharon,
mm-hmm.
Road Train, and then number 1, at AOL.com.
Perfect. I'll send something out in about 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
And I'll follow up with you. I mean, if you want to get it back in, you know, today, tomorrow, that's fine. If I don't see anything, I'll call sometime next week, maybe Monday, Tuesday.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I probably won't get to it until tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, I'll give you a ring Monday morning, kind of touch base.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sounds good to me, Sharon. I'll see you later. Look out for that email.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.